Riverside Radio.
You're listening to The Daily Lunch with me, Jill Daly. Today we're talking about alternative remedies that could help reduce pain in your eyes or keep your sight. Now, I'm joined on the line by Dawn Bernard. Dawn is from the Legalise Cannabis Alliance, and I'm also joined on the line by David Wright. Now, David is the Chief Executive of the International Glaucoma Association. A very good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Hello, David. Can you hear me okay? Okay, we don't seem to have David at the moment. Okie dokie. Well, Dawn, first of all, tell us a bit about the Legalise Cannabis Alliance.
Well, the Legalise Cannabis Alliance was originally formed as a political party, mainly to bring to the attention of mainstream politics the ridiculous situation of the cannabis laws in this country. We stood in general elections to bring it to attention, and as a result, we had meetings with ministers and all an array of officials. The bottom line is, we believe that, in particular, to the social use of cannabis and the medicinal use of cannabis, that the government has no right to interfere with people who choose to use an alternative medicine when conventional medicines unable to assist them in their suffering and pain.
Now, as I said, David Wright from the Glaucoma Association joins us on the line. David, what do you make of this? Okay, we seem to be having problems getting David at the moment. So, Dawn, tell us a bit then about, glaucoma and cannabis. I mean, what do you know about this?
I'm not a doctor, and I hope that I can actually hear David on the other end of the line. I am aware that cannabis has been recognised for the use of glaucoma for a number of years. My understanding is the use and the reason this came about was by mistake when the American government was looking at driving under the influence of cannabis, and they noticed, I'm not sure of the exact wording, as I'm not a doctor, that cannabis reduced the pressure on the optical brain, nerves of the eye. This has been, as I said, recognized for a number of years. Basically, I understand also that the American government, for a number of years, have been supplying cannabis regularly from their research departments to glaucoma sufferers. Originally, I think it started off with 7, but as people are dying off, they're not giving it to anybody else. So, once again, it sounds like hypocrisy to me.
Okay, well, David Wright from the International Glaucoma Association should be with us now. David, what do you make of this? Well, for some reason, we seem to be having problems hearing David. Okay, well, Dawn, I mean, why is it, do you think, that people like David, I mean, David should know, he's from the International Glaucoma Association. I mean, he seems to disagree with what you're saying.
Unfortunately, we've not heard David's side of it, but I don't think David would disagree that basically people who do use cannabis, be it for glaucoma or, as myself, I use it for arthritis, we do consider all the information that is available to us before we take a conscious decision on whether to use it or not, and i.e. risk being put into prison if we're caught using it. Now, the bottom line is, whether it helps the vast majority of people with glaucoma or it just helps one person, that one person should not be denied the right to choose their own medication if they feel or believe it is helping them. Sadly, the world seems to be revolving around whether sick people, in particular people with bad eyesight, because that is the subject on remit today, it is a question whether the law has a right to dictate to a person what they put into their own bodies, so long as it is not harming anybody else in society.
Now, we have had a problem with the line, but I am assured that David is with us now. David.
Oh, thank God.
Hello.
David, help.
David.
Can you hear me this time?
Yes,
excellent.
I can indeed. So, David, what do you have to say with what Dawn's had to say?
Right. Let's just have a look at the pressure-reducing effects of cannabis. I wouldn't argue for a moment that cannabis can reduce the pressure within the eye, which is a critical factor in glaucoma. In fact, it's the only factor we can modify to control the condition. And if we can bring the pressure low enough, we can prevent people losing more of their vision, whatever they've lost up to the point at which they're diagnosed, there's nothing we can do about. However, if cannabis is smoked, the other factor, which is the oxygen-carrying capacity of the blood, which is very important in preserving the optic nerve, is reduced. And any beneficial effect of the relatively small pressure reduction that you get with cannabis is completely removed by this reduction in the ability of the blood to carry oxygen. As far as the ability of cannabis to reduce pressure when taken as a tea, or indeed as eye drops, they do make a cannabis-based eye drop in parts of America. The pressure reduction is very, very small compared with the pressure reductions we can achieve with more conventional medication, and the potential for side effects is much greater. So while we don't argue that cannabis reduces the pressure inside the eye, which is important, we would argue that there are much more effective, much safer ways of doing this, and thereby preserving the vision much more effectively.
So, in fact, what you're saying is that even if you ingest rather than smoke cannabis, the effects are so little that it doesn't really make a difference. There are, in fact, other medications that would be, you know, a safer way of taking.
Much more effective and much safer. Part of the reason for the debate is that years ago we used to believe that in order to control glaucoma, all we had to do was to reduce the pressure back within the so-called mathematically established normal range. So if you were having glaucoma with a pressure of 22 or 23 millimetres of mercury, get you under 21, you'd be fine. In fact, that's not the case, and we need to achieve much lower pressures in order to prevent progression of the condition. And as people are living longer and longer, we need to preserve sight for much longer periods of time. Consequently, the sort of pressure reductions that are achievable, even under ideal conditions with cannabis, are very, very small and are not significant.
Well, Don, you've heard yourself. I mean, you know, obviously the effects of ingesting cannabis, you know, the there seems very little point if there's stronger medication and safer medication that can, in fact, help reduce the pressure, you know, in a much kind of safer way.
Yes, I quite agree. Yeah. But what we're when we're talking about the alternative medications, is David talking about alternative medications, i.e. medicines that have gone through the regulatory authority, or such as a THC substance that he referred to? You know, where I'm coming from is, yes, there are alternative measures. There is alternative medicines. When we come to the ingestion of cannabis, the people within the cannabis fraternity are far, far more advanced in safe ingestion of cannabis than the scientific community is. There is now the vaporizer on the market that the combustible point of cannabis and the release point of the THC is lower, so thus it is heated to the temperature required to release the desired substances, and there is no combustion, so that eliminates the theory of having a problem with ingesting cannabis and the cancer problems. So there are alternative measures available. The problem is that the scientific world and the medical practitioners and governments in the world are not prepared to listen to the objective views of several million people, I mean hundreds of million people, who have tried cannabis, found it useful in alleviating various problems from glaucoma to irritable bowel system. You know, we really must get round to the fact, if we are going to protect the very few that are susceptible to individual problems with cannabis, we must take into account the sick people that use it and the people who socially use it.
Do you not think, David, you know, from what Don's saying, it should be up to the individual then whether they want to take cannabis or not?
Well, to some extent it is. I can't comment on the other uses of cannabis. I have to stick to glaucoma because that's my field of knowledge. But although this government and also the American government has looked at cannabis and cannabinoids and various ways of using the pressure reducing abilities of the drug, it simply doesn't provide the sort of reductions that we need in intraocular pressure to control glaucoma. Whether it's appropriate to use it for other medical things is something that's beyond my remit. But certainly in terms of glaucoma, there's always an alternative. But to put it really bluntly, the alternative to complying with glaucoma treatment that's properly administered and properly prescribed is probably going blind. And we have had people who have chosen alternative strategies and have lost their vision as a result. It's not one of those things where we can put it right once it's gone wrong. Glaucoma is genuinely a one-way street, and it's how far down that street we're prepared to go because we believe something might do us good, whereas compared with how far down we're going to go when there is hard evidence that other alternatives, albeit fully tested medicines, are effective.
Well, Don, you've heard it from the chief executive of the International Glaucoma Association himself. I mean, there's no proven, you know, nothing to prove that cannabis can help glaucoma. In fact, it can lead to blindness. Okay, it reduces pressure, but, you know, it can lead to blindness.
That's not quite what I said. Sorry.
Well, you were saying it could help relieve the symptoms.
Glaucoma really doesn't give you symptoms. It's ineffective compared with the others. It does reduce pressure, and as such it would perhaps slow progression, but not sufficiently. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's obviously, you know, not something that you guys would recommend, though.
No.
But yet, Don, you're saying that there's something that you would recommend.
I'm not recommending that anybody uses cannabis for the simple reason it is illegal. What I am saying is, whenever I approach government, and we approach government, and we have done this on numerous occasions, the answer we get back, whilst we have every sympathy for people who use cannabis because the conventional medicines don't help them, cannabis is illegal and you have to take your chances in court. What I am saying is, and what the Legalized Cannabis Alliance is saying is, we need to have a serious look at all the issues. And I would like at this point to say thank you for such a rational debate that we've had today, especially the contribution from David. I have never, ever been on a program with such a rational discussion to open it up for listeners to decide for themselves. And I think David and I are both in agreement. Cannabis may help people with glaucoma, and whether they should use it or not is up to them. And therefore, I will draw back to the conclusions of the Legalized Cannabis Alliance, whether it be for social use or medicinal use, government has no right to interfere with people who decide to self-medicate for an illness where conventional medicines can't help them.
Well, gentlemen,
thank
I'm
you
afraid
very, very
we'll,
much.
Well, thank you very much for that. And we'll have to leave it there, I'm afraid. But thank you very much, both of you, for joining us on the programme and giving us both sides of the argument. There we go. You're listening to The Daily Lunch with me, Jill Daly. Lots to come in the second hour of today's programme. Techie Tuesday will be coming up very shortly. We'll be finding out about the Olympus Recorder. We're talking about alternative methods of restoring your sight and hanging on to your sight today. So please do get in touch with us and let us know what you think. Now taking us up to the news, here's Rascal Flatts.
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out.